Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So, let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Domestic violence can, in some awful cases, lead to someone's death. But it's not always the victim of such abuse that ends up losing their lives. On April 20th, 2009, a woman who claimed she was a battered woman acting in self-defense was sentenced for the murder of her husband, a case in which her abuse was detailed, but her real motive dubbed something selfish. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On August 7th, 2007, a mother in Flagstaff, Arizona, called the local police and asked to check on her son. Arriving at a home in Boulder Point that he was house-sitting at the time, they found the body of Rusty Riggins lying there with a shot from a .22 caliber handgun to the side of his back at close range. The bullet managed to pierce both his lungs and his heart. The weapon, according to the records, had been purchased by his wife, Jessica, just 2 days before. A woman who was, along with Rusty, scheduled to attend a divorce proceeding the same week the body was discovered. Determining that the man had likely been shot and killed on August 5th, the car Rusty's mother loaned him was missing from the scene. 7 days after the murder, Jessica Riggins was found and arrested in California. She had allegedly taken the car, drove to California to spend time with her ex-husband, son, and ex-husband's sister, crossed the border into Mexico, and was captured trying to make her way back into the country with the stolen vehicle. Meanwhile, her car, a Jeep Wagoneer, was found abandoned in a motel parking lot less than a mile from the crime scene. Prior to leaving it there, she allegedly dropped off her two children to relatives in Missouri and then made her way to Flagstaff. Charged with the murder of her husband, Jessica's trial began in February of 2009 with the prosecution claiming that she shot Rusty for his money, while the defense said she was the victim of domestic violence and that the shooting was an act of self-defense. According to his mother, Rusty had turned a corner just before his death. He was on probation for a domestic violence conviction against Jessica at the time, but had allegedly quit all of his vices and was seeking redemption for the mistakes he made in the past. The prosecution presented evidence indicating Jessica's desire to have Rusty's probation revoked so he would be thrown in jail, meaning that she was free to get the $30,000 she believed he had, while a handful of witnesses took the stand to testify that she, in the days leading up to the murder, spoke about wanting to get that money from her husband, characterizing her as a manipulative woman who would do anything to get what she wanted. Others claimed that she confessed, while in Mexico, to killing her husband, and allegedly told her ex-sister-in-law that she needed to burn her clothes and dye her hair. They also said that, when encouraged to turn herself in, Jessica reportedly said, quote, "I'm going to wait until the media plays up the domestic violence." She, of course, denied all of this, and the defense countered with the evidence that she was the victim of physical abuse at the hands of her husband, showed the two felony domestic violence convictions against him, and when on the stand, she tearfully recalled nearly two dozen violent instances that occurred since the pair began dating in September of 2001. She claimed that he punched her, hit her, threw a knife at her, burned her hand with a cigarette, smashed out a window in order to grab her throat, and wrestled her into the house while calling her a whore. And when asked why she never called the police, she said, "I didn't want anybody to know." The first time he was arrested for beating her, it was after a friend saw Jessica's black and blue face and called 911. Yet, despite all of this, Rusty would promise to change, and Jessica, believing him, got married and stayed in the relationship. The second time he was convicted, it was for putting a knife to her throat during a drunken rage. And when she told the judge in 2007 that she wanted to try for a reconciliation, the court hearing was postponed. Things never got better, and she left with her children. The same ones that she allegedly dropped off so that she could make her way to Flagstaff that day in August. Claiming battered woman syndrome, the jury was sent for deliberation where they decided that Jessica's testimony was not credible. Claiming she contradicted herself on the stand, they found the 41-year-old guilty of first-degree murder, auto theft, and on two counts of credit card theft. She was sentenced to life in prison on April 20th, 2009, with the possibility of parole in 25 years. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to A Terrible Thing Happened on April 21st. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.